that tip jar. Jacaranda FM. Martin's Tip Jar. Created by Jacaranda FM to help those who also entertain. And supported by lottoland.co.za.
The number of people that have not been able to work or have gotten a tiny percentage of their normal salaries over the last year or so because of the pandemic is staggering. It's staggering, and the way that it affects you as a person, as a family, my heart breaks for you. It really does. So we've been asking you to nominate people who could do some good news, who can do some financial assistance by clicking on that Martin's Tip Jar icon at the top on jacarandafm.com. Thank you to every single person nominated. It's so kind of you to think of other people. If you nominate it yourself, I know, desperate situations. And I'm so glad we partnered with Lottoland South Africa because they're committed to help South Africans in need. It started a movement with a TV show called Dankie Lottoland. Dankie Lottoland, and has already paid over 10 million rand towards organizations and individuals in need. Help Lottoland South Africa to support those in need. Lottoland.co.za, they change lives. One of the nominations that came in, also forgotten industry, forgotten people. We're talking here about the tour guides. Imagine that. You know, those coach drivers, the bus drivers, the tour guides. What have they been doing? It's like not been top of anyone's mind to go on a guided tour. Well, you've not been able to. Restricted our movement in various levels of the lockdown. On the line is Francois Collin from the National Federation of Tourist Guides. Francois, how's it?
Hi, Martin. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Surviving.
Yeah, man. Listen, thanks for your nomination. I read through it, and I kept thinking, yes. You know, it's so far-reaching. It's so wide how it's affected us and people. And we forgot about the tour guides and those coach drivers. They've not been able to work. It's affected them badly.
Yeah. I don't know. I actually want to thank whoever nominated us. I'm not sure who it is, but the industry is suffering. There's always somebody that's worse off than you. So, you know, you've got to look at the big picture.
There's some horror stories, hey? People had to give up their homes, right?
Well, we know about people that have lost their houses. They're living in tents or they're living in other people's garages. They don't have food to put on the table. There have been suicides, Zania.
Really?
28.
That we know of.
Yeah, 28 that we know of.
Sorry, 28 what?
Suicides.
28 suicides? What?
Yeah, that's people that had a job, they could take care of their families, and suddenly everything was gone.
I am shocked. That is horrific. Because for a lot of them, their income just came to an absolute halt.
Well, basically, we had, my wife and myself, we had ourselves booked out for the year. That was 2020. And the next day, the cancellation started coming in. That's 18 months already plus, no jobs in sight. You know, people post on Facebook and they say, I did a job yesterday. And you think, okay, wow, he actually did something yesterday. And instead of driving from Johannesburg to the Kruger National Park, what he did was he drove to a hotel, picked some people up and took them to the airport. That was the job.
And that was the gig. That was the job. Oh, it is immensely sad. I'm speechless. All those suicides, people giving up their homes. So what did you guys decide to do? I mean, I know that you're trying to get support for these people, for the coach drivers, the tourist guides, the guides. Are you gathering money? Have you formed like a bit of an association, or what's the story? A federation?
Okay, well, yeah, like I said earlier, you know, there's always somebody that's worse off than you. So we started a drive already as far back as 2018.
Sorry to interrupt you. So you and your wife, you're tour guides yourselves?
We both tourist guides, yeah.
Tourist guides. And you decided to start this platform for your colleagues?
Well, when we started looking at the NFTGA, it wasn't because of COVID. It was long before. We're looking at 2018. We were looking at things like service delivery protests, sending out notifications where they are to avoid incidents, Okay. And to help people with problems, legal problems.
Yeah.
It soon became obvious with the beginning of lockdown that there were people that had no income and they were really struggling. I can say we're better off than some of the others because we saved over the last 30 years. We had our own medical aid, retirement annuities. So it's a good thing that it happened now and not 3 years ago because I've just turned 55, so I could cash in my annuity.
Sure.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to pay the bond.
And you know what? A lot of the other industries, I've heard them make plans. You know, you get the online drive here and there to try and assist. I'm part of one this weekend, actually, for the music industry. But who's been looking after the tourist guides and the coach drivers and those bus drivers? I mean, who? No one.
Well, there isn't really an effort from government. The hospitality sector's got its own problems, so we try to help each other, but there isn't really anything from that side. So we started a fund gathering to try to get money in to distribute food parcels.
Yeah.
Because our first thought was there are people that can't afford the bond, but there are a lot of people that can't afford the food.
Sure.
And it wasn't as successful as we hoped, but it did go a long way. We got a donation from a travel company, Ritz Travel in Midrand, that gave us food buckets. That was as far back as last year, I think August or September.
Sure.
That was during the height of lockdown.
Oh, that seems very, very desperate. You know what? So if I give you something this morning, then you can help your colleagues. You can reach out and give food.
Yeah, something that would be as fantastic. Food. I mean, we've distributed food about 2 months ago in KZN, Western Cape, Limpopo, and Mpumalanga. We left out Gauteng because Gauteng had two food drives before that during lockdown when we couldn't get anything out of Gauteng.
Shame. Well, listen, I'm going to give you 5,000 this morning courtesy of Jacaranda FM and our partners at Lottoland, but I've got Marijke Hayworth, Lottoland Head of Marketing, on the other line. Marijke, Mora, good morning.
Goeiemôre. Morning, Martin. Morning, Frank.
You know what? I don't know. Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Marijke, listening to this story and how Francois and his wife, Sonia, are trying to reach out to their colleagues in this industry? Forgotten industry and forgotten people. The bus drivers, the tourist guides. The drivers are those coaches that entertain us, that give us joy by showing us around. I was thinking five, but I'm thinking maybe more, hey?
Absolutely. I think, you know, these guys are actually the marketers for the tourism industry because they actually take the tourists to the restaurants, to the hotels.
Yeah.
So they are actually the marketers for these guys. And Francois, firstly, thank you so much for what you guys do for others. I think people like you and Zania are the guys that give our South Africans hope. And what I've realized over the past few months is that we need people like Francois and Zania to keep this country going because that's the only hope we've got.
So, Francois and Zania, thank you so much for thinking of your colleagues, firstly. I love that. I love the fact that you weren't thinking of yourselves. You were thinking of those colleagues of yours that have been very badly affected by the last year or so. So, we are going to, with our partners at Lottoland, add another 50,000.
Wow. That's amazing, Martin. I mean, that's what we raised over probably a period of 6 months, and it did one food drive. You guys have done it in a couple of minutes. It's been incredible.
So there you go. Not five, but 55,000 rand.
Wow.
That we want you to go and take to your colleagues around the country. And for things as basic as food, you've sketched a very grim picture this morning, a shocking and a desperate picture, and we want to reach out to those people. Because they bring us joy, as Marijke said. They play an important marketing role in South Africa. Showing us the beautiful country and taking people to the restaurants. And kind of being our mouthpiece, I guess.
Yeah, I think our biggest worry, besides the fact that the lockdown is running, is what's going to be left of the industry when we do start up again. You know, you can't run a tour without a restaurant to stop at lunchtime. You can't run a tour if there's no hotel or no bed and breakfast to sleep in that evening.
It will get better.
You know, hospitality and tourism are two different things, but they're so close together that the one can't perform without the other.
Very close together, and it's going to be, you tell all your colleagues from us that it will get better. This won't last forever. Marijke, ons chat later weer. Bye bye, dankie. Dankie, Marijke Hayward, head of marketing there at the most generous Lotto Land. Fransje, for you and Zanya, good job. They're looking after your colleagues. Thanks for the chat, hey. All the best.
Yeah, and ek wil vir Marijke, bye, dankie for your work.
Hulle is ongelooflike mense. Kyk na jou mense. Dankie, hoor.
Cheers, dankie, Marijke.
Well, there you go. To every single person who nominated someone for that tip jar, it went around a number of times over the last 2 weeks. Put smiles on people's faces, brought a message of hope, gave people some good news, and of course, much needed financial assistance. So thanks firstly to you, and then also to our partners at Lotto Land.
It's gonna be okay. With Martin Bester.